Mafia, are you ready?
No! He said, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast. And on today's show, a wrestler who recently made his debut with AEW Wrestling, Mr. Vinny Pacifico. Vinny, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. Very appreciated.
All right, so basically, we'll dive right into what the big happening for you was this week, and that's AEW Being the Elite and AEW Dark. I mean,
cool.
You show up on Being the Elite as kind of like an extra, but you get to dive right into it. What I want to know is how is it like behind the scenes? Like, how is it like when you're building up to that, to go, like, what, are your nerves just shot or?
For being the Elite, it was more just like thrown at me out of nowhere. They were like, oh, we're filming Being the Elite, let's do it. I was like, oh shit, let's go. So I went right into it. I was myself, like, we were doing like a party scene, and like, I love to dance and I love to like have fun. So like, I was with myself. And that was easy, you know? I was able to be myself and just dance around, jump around, and have fun. So that was the best part of it, you know?
Now, does it make you nervous when you got to do that with Cody Rhodes?
It was definitely pretty frightening because, you know, you don't want to, like, get too crazy in front of him, you know what I mean? Or, I don't know, like, bump into him or whatever. But, nah, it was really cool to be around. He was really, really good dude. And it was really a good experience to be a part of.
No, I didn't want to shy too far away from this too. Like, what do you get? How do you feel like being around all those people? And like, what is the feeling being backstage with that company? Because we've heard other things from other people, and it's more of like a close knit group of people, non intimidating.
Oh yeah, it's great people. Everyone there is like in their own lane. Everyone there is focusing on their own thing, but they're always willing to help. Very nice people. I learned so much just being in that building, just being in that arena. I just learned so much from Goldust. We talked a little bit. Dustin Rhodes, sorry. Just from people in that locker room, which is such good people, and they were just really helpful to any way that could be helpful, even without even asking. Like, I was, like, just talking to somebody, and someone started talking to me and giving me advice, and I really appreciated it. Like, someone butted in, or not butted in, but someone, like, added their advice in there when I was talking to somebody else. And it was just very, very helpful and very appreciated. You know what I mean?
So, and is it like, I don't know how to say it, but like, do a lot of the people that aren't signed and like someone like yourself, I guess, do they accept, like, if you walk up and say, hey, I had a question about this. So they're fine with that as far as like Dustin or any of the other veterans?
Totally. From my experience, everyone seems to be very helpful and always wants to help the show get better and help you get better in any way they can. Like I said before, they didn't need to help me. They didn't need to give me that advice. So they need to, you know, like, talk to me and, like, get involved. You know, they didn't have to do that. But they did it because they care. They did it because they want to help. And that was the best part of the whole thing, man. It made the trip and it made everything that whole day so much better. Because I was on vacation. I made the trip a work vacation. Me and my girlfriend went down to Florida for Jacksonville and Orlando. We did a Universal trip, and then we did AEW. So it was really amazing. It really was.
You had the week of all weeks, my friend. You went to Universal and you wrestled on AEW TV.
Yeah. So I love Universal, and my girlfriend's had been Harry Potter, but she loves Harry Potter, and I used to like it when I was little, but I wasn't really a huge fan of it until her. So she showed me, went to Hogwarts, and it was so cool. And then we got back, and I'm watching the movies. So now I'm really enjoying it.
So what changed from when you were younger? Because you would think that would be the exact opposite. It would, like, completely different. Like, when you were younger, you loved it. And then when you grew up, you're like, eh, it is what it is. Now you are completely
different. I was, like, four or five. And I was just like, I liked, like, one episode, and that was it. And so, I don't know.
I'm dating myself.
What happened?
I'm dating myself on my age.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was young. But I don't know. She got me into it again. I've been watching it. And I'm like, damn, what did I miss all these years of my life not being a Harry Potter fan?
I mean, I wish I could add something of value into this, but it was just one of those things that it just never clicked.
Me too, honestly. I'll be honest, it never clicked.
How did you change your mind? Like what got you hooked?
Just the vibe and the trip, like just like the Hogwarts like in Universal, it's the same as the movie. I mean, I didn't really appreciate it as much because I didn't see the movie like she did, but once I watched the movie when I came back, I looked into, I saw how, like, I was literally in Hogwarts. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, this is, and the food, the restaurants were exactly the same, like, the movie, and just all was so cool, and just, like, it's different. It's just different. I love Star Wars, too. I'm a huge Star Wars mark. So that's something where, you know, I would love to have, like, I would love to go to Star Wars World, if I could, or something like that. They had that somewhere. I don't know where they had that, but they know they had that somewhere. But, yeah, so... Definitely, I really enjoyed the Harry Potter experience. And then we did a Spider-Man ride, and then we went back. And then Jacksonville was went Jacksonville Tuesday and left Thursday. We had the AW Wednesday, and that was something else, man. It was just a crazy week. Crazy, crazy, crazy week.
Now, did you knew about AW and planned your trip around that, or did you get the call while you were down there?
So both, ish. I got the call while I was down there, but... I kind of planned the trip around making a trip. I made it a wrestling trip. I planned to train with Matt Tydell, and I planned to like train elsewhere, a few places, and it just all clicked.
That's interesting. See,
I planned it around. Yes, I planned it on the wrestling trip. Yes, I planned that trip around wrestling. Yes.
Now, how did you get the call? Like, is there someone in the back that has wrestled with you that you knew that you're training with, or
someone? Yes, the one of the people who produced the shows. I don't know how much information I'm allowed to give out, but yeah, I know them very well, and I trained with them a little bit in the past, and I know a lot of people from there, from Ring of Honor. So, and my resume, I have a pretty decent resume, I'd say. So I guess that helped out. I don't know, but yeah, so I think that helped out a lot, and that was it. Yeah, stars aligned that week for me, I think.
So what was like working with Wardlow? Because he looks like a guy, he looks like a monster.
He is.
And like an athletic as hell at that.
He is. He's amazing.
He looks like he probably part-time bounces at one of the strip clubs.
Right? No, he's amazing. He's a very talented dude. And he's definitely someone of value to that roster, 100%.
Now, what did that mean to you coming? Because he's... I mean, look at right now, he's in a tournament to become the number one contender for the AEW championship. What does that mean to you getting to step in the ring with someone who's of that level as your debut, so to speak?
It was crazy, man. It was just crazy. It was just, I can't explain it other than it was just life-changing experience for me. Like, that company is just so professional. Everyone was so nice, so giving, so wanting to help, and it was just the best time of my life. I didn't want to leave. You know, I didn't want to leave. Oh, I didn't want to leave Florida because I love Florida and I had a great time, but I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave like that night. I was just learning so much and so much and so much. Once the show ended, I was like, you know, like, damn, like I had such a good time, you know, like that's what you want. That's what's missing some shows. Some companies you're like, oh, you know, like some places you wrestle, it's not the best time. There's always BS politics. There's always people, you know, there's always something going on sometimes. Not always, but some shows, people aren't being professional. People aren't like, you know, so I always gravitate to locker rooms that are positive, want to help, want to grow and succeed together. You know what I mean?
It sounds like it'd be easier for everybody if that were the case.
Yeah. And some place, I mean, a lot of places are that case. A lot of places are very, very professional, very good to be at, but there are a few places that aren't that way. I can't name names because I don't really have it off the top of my head. You know, I'm just knowing of experience that not every place always gives the best vibe, but I know a lot of places do. And I can always say Ring of Honor was one of the best places I worked with because they have the best locker room I've ever been in besides AEW.
Now I want to come back to ROH for a second, but I want to hang on AEW for one more second. Now I want to talk about going before AEW happened. Let's say 6 months to a year before. Was AEW the goal, or was your goal somewhere else and this just fell on your lap and now obviously your goal probably has changed?
No, my goal in wrestling has changed from, like, when I first started wrestling, I wanted to go to WWE. Like, I mean, that's everyone's goal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I first started, I was 15. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get signed to WWE one day. But then, like, as I realized, paying bills, growing up, I want wrestling to be my source of income more than anything else. I want to live off wrestling. I want to have a contract and live off pro wrestling. That's what I want.
And is the goal now AEW?
Yes.
Well, I mean, pretty short and simple. Now, how do you get there? That's the question.
Just keep working hard. Just keep doing myself, doing what I got to do, you know?
Now, you'll obviously continue to work other places and keep that in your back pocket, but is there any other talks of possibly returning?
I hope so.
All right, so short and sweet. The goal is now AEW, nothing else. That's your mindset.
That's one of my goals. Yes, my goal as a professional wrestler is to live off professional wrestling, whatever way I can do it, and I will stop. I'll not stop working until I get that goal. But yes, AEW is definitely a goal of mine, and I would love to go back and work for them whenever I can and on a consistent basis if that's possible. I love that company. Every single person, like that, like I said, I can't stop saying it. Every single person in that building, wrestler, producer, was helpful and a good human being, had good value. So that right there is just something you can't buy. You know what I mean? You can't teach. It's just people are good people. People who want to help will be people who want to help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly what you mean. Now, I wanted to double back to Ring of Honor. I mean, you spent some time there. Now ROH's roster has picked up and they've got a lot of talent. Now, would that be a place that you would want to go back to?
Of course, 100%. Their talent and their producers are absolutely out of this world. They have a guy named Zane Decker, who's one of my best friends, and he is a producer, a cameraman. He's a tool man. He has tools for everything. He'll throw at him. He'll accomplish it. Great. He's great. So I love working with him. He's made me like 5 highlight reels or videos to like promote something, and he's just on the spot every time. Boom, boom, boom. So I love to work with him again. But yeah, their talent is great talent too. So there's so much great talent and all these big companies. So it's just hard to even choose what major company you want to be a part of. But I just would love to be a part of any place where I could learn, grow, make a living, to have like a family, and you know what I mean, that sort of thing. And you know, I want to be the best performer I could be.
Now, with your personality that you showed on being the Elite, and even the personality when you were doing your entrance and coming out with that music, and you said on Twitter that you couldn't help yourself, like you can see that you're having fun and you love performing. And AEW would be a really good fit for your personality. But another good fit, after watching a little bit of you and then watching every Tuesday night, is Impact. What would you think about – where would you fit in the Impact roster?
I have no idea. Their roster is great, great too. Like, yeah. I can't say anything else about their roster because they have people who I know for years. And, yeah, I would love to work for them too. They're great people, great roster. Their roster is growing too. I noticed they have a lot of new people on there that are really doing some good things. So yeah, that'd be cool to be a part of. Yes, Impact, totally.
So all right. So with you, so you have Impact now. It seems like now that you experience AEW and like that's the goal.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah.
Say out of nowhere you get in the NXT tryout, and to be there. Like, do you think that would be too structured for you to enjoy yourself, or hey, it's the big show, like it might be worth it?
Can I interject? That sounds like first world problems right there. I got two big companies that I could work for. Oh, which one do I pick?
Oh yeah, that's like a problem you want, I feel like.
Yeah, of course.
Any opportunity where I could better myself and perform with on a higher level, of course, I would love to take that opportunity, yes. If I need to be serious at the tryout, any place where I could better myself and become a better performer and be around good people and just grow as a performer and as a person, I would love to be part of that company.
Yeah, it makes sense. Especially like Joe said, that'd be one hell of a decision and a great decision to have to make.
Yeah, people out there who've gotten that call to choose from those two major companies, I envy them. I'm happy for whoever gets to do what they dream to do and work hard at it. I always say, I'm always happy for the person who's getting what they're getting, mm-hmm. and my time will come. I'm never jealous about people who get opportunities, or I'm never mad about people who get opportunities. I'm always saying, cool, good for them. My time will come eventually. My time will come with hard work and with my dedication and with the way I think and the way I plan and the way I do things. I know my time will come.
Now, do you find that people will try and hold someone down because they're not getting those opportunities?
Meaning, what do you mean by that?
Like, are there people that are jealous and will noticeably be jealous?
I think some people do get jealous, and yes, show that. Have people done that with me? I don't know. Have people done that? I've seen people get upset or seen people get jealous, and I've seen certain situations where, you know, some people aren't happy with certain things. But, you know, I'm always not surrounded by those people. I surround myself with the best people possible. So that's how I look at things. That's how I do it. That's how I operate. Always, in my whole life. Ever since I'm like 15 years old or 14 years old, I always surround myself with people who will better myself.
All right. So 15-year-old you. So who are you idolizing at 15 when you were looking into wrestling?
Oh, I was a Daniel Bryan fan. Like, still am, always will be Daniel Bryan.
Same.
Yeah? Hell yeah.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that he wasn't supposed to get there, and then when he did, he just made the best out of it, the absolute best. And he played that underdog, but he also played the asshole really well too.
every character he was given, he killed it.
He really did, and it was only a matter of time because he was over. He was over when he was doing the no. He was over when he was doing the yes. He was over when he was doing. He was
team hell no.
Team. He was always over. It's just that he broke through. Like he made them make that decision to put him on top. Like he got to that point because of him. Like there wasn't any, didn't seem like there was anyone pulling for him on the inside. Like not so much like, okay, you're going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He did that organically. And he's like one of the last people to do that organic.
Get yourself over
and really capitalize on it. Like he forced everyone to want to see him.
Yep. And another one does that, Jericho. Jericho killed it. Every character he even performed as killed it as. So there are very few people like that in wrestling who could kill it every which way you throw it at them. So that's pretty cool to see, you know, and just it's inspiring to see people be able to do every single role they're given and at a top level of it.
So I want to fast forward to current day you. Now who are you a fan of now that you're in the business?
Daniel Bryan, always.
Doesn't change.
Now, I also love
John Cena. He's somebody anyone can look up to because he's just a great human being and one of the hardest workers out there. I enjoy Dolph Ziggler. Always have. Cody, somebody who I always looked up to. I always liked his work ever since he was Dashing and before that with Legacy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I do have my favorites, but Daniel Bryan's definitely on top of that list.
Now, have you ever gotten the chance to meet him or?
Yeah, I was like 13 or 14 years old. How old was I? It was a meet and greet when he wrestled Randy Orton in Hell in a Cell.
Okay,
all right.
And I was like, I don't know how old I was. It was like 15 maybe, before I started wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. Like when I met him, I was like in shock. And I was like, hey, I want to wrestle. And his answer was, go for it. Do your best. Awesome. And ever since then, I think 2 months later, or no, Hell in a Cell, that was October. So I started wrestling of May the next year.
Wow.
So you took his advice and ran with it.
Yep.
So what would you have said if you said, I want to wrestle, and he would have just said, what, right now?
Oh, with him? Oh, I would have popped. That would have been pretty funny. That would have been pretty funny. Damn.
I mean,
I started wrestling in May of the next year. Me and my two best friends started wrestling together at ECPW. They quit because they couldn't handle it. My friend Dave couldn't handle it. He's like, oh, this is just too much for me. And Matt's dad did while I'm doing it. And they're just doing their own thing now. And so am I, you know?
And you're showing up on a professional wrestling, one of the biggest professional wrestling shows in the period in AEW.
Yeah, no, dude, I had kids from high school hit me up. The kids from high school who didn't follow me on Instagram or social media, who didn't even know who I was, or didn't even like, or they knew I wrestled in high school, but they didn't give a shit because it wasn't like on a big scale. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I post myself, my graphic. I posted on my story, my entrance for AEW, and people, I guess, shared it or something. And like 5 or 6 kids from high school hit me up saying, oh my God, I knew you could do it. Keep killing it. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I'm like, oh, you idiot. Yeah, right? And I'm like, I literally didn't answer like 4 of them. One of them I did. One of them said, oh, it was cool seeing you on Being the Elite. And I'm like, oh, and but I knew that kid. He was a good kid. So I was like, oh, you know what? You're a cool kid, you know? But 4 of them, I was like, you know.
You're like their father. You know what? You're a good kid. I guess I could talk to you.
Yeah, no, yeah, he was always a good dude to me. But the kids in high school who always like looked at me and was like, oh, you look like John Cena, and like say, tell, like make fun of me, you know? If I wore a wrestling shirt to school, and made them make fun of me. But now they see me actually like doing something cool, they hit me up. They DM me. And they DM me, not even following me. So it goes in my request box. Not even in like my regular DMs, in my request box it goes. I left it there.
He's a request box friend.
Yeah, like these are people who just weren't like, I don't know. That's the thing that I hear all the time happen. Like rappers or people who do something cool in their life. You know, like they get, oh, you know, the girl I couldn't get in high school is now hitting me up 10 years later. You know, you hear that saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that type of thing, but not with girls. Just
friends in school. Just with wrestling fans.
Yeah. I got a girlfriend. I'm happy. You know, I got what I got. I'm happy with what I got, but yeah.
I just want to touch on what you said. It's the worst. Like, cause that was for us in high school too. You couldn't wear a wrestling t-shirt without someone saying something to you.
Yeah, definitely wasn't.
Oh
cool.
Man, I wore the orange John Cena Never Give Up shirt. And yeah. I was worse. This is before I was a wrestler. Like, this is freshman year. I was a wrestler sophomore year, I think. So I would wear the shirt with the khaki pants.
You didn't salute anyone, did you?
And I also, this is a side story to like my high school style of dressing. I wore 2 watches to school once.
2 watches?
2 watches on the same arm or one on each?
No, one each. Okay. I don't know what's wrong with me. I thought it would be cool to do. And man, was I wrong.
You mean that didn't catch on?
So I actually want to take it out of wrestling and go a little
sideways.
Yeah, because Vinny, you're from New York, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and obviously with our podcast, Brotherly Love Wrestling, we are from Philadelphia. So are you a Giants fan?
So I was one of those guys who changed their favorite football team throughout the years. I started out being a Steelers fan because I love Ben Roethlisberger. I love the Steelers. Like, mm-hmm. I used to love Big Ben. I used to love Palomalu, Santonio Holmes. I used to love the whole. I was gung ho into football. I was actually a quarterback before I was a wrestler. I was a quarterback for my high school team.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. But my team now is wherever Brady is.
Oh God, you're one of them.
I'm one of them. He's one of the guys who just.
The best thing about it is, even though he's a Brady fan, we gave him some misery a couple years back. That's all.
Oh, you did. I love the Giants. I love the Giants. Are you a Giants fan?
No, we're Eagle fans.
Eagle Nation.
When did the Eagles – did the Eagles beat the Patriots? That happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We won the Super Bowl 2017.
Oh, and then didn't we win the next year?
Yeah. Yes, they did. Yeah.
They did.
Oh, you did beat us one year, right? Eagles beat
us. Yeah, we beat you the year before.
Okay, I got you. Damn. Oh, yeah, I remember that, actually. Damn, wow, time flies.
Yeah, right? It feels like it was last year.
Dare I ask, how are the Buccaneers doing this year?
They just smoked Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, so I'd say they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice. Because I don't know, I really just been just busy with my life, so I have a gym I go to. I go there every day. I stretch. I have like a PT where I stretch my body out almost every few days. Training, just like constantly moving. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, training wise, how do I want to ask this? Has it amped up? Or are you training differently for what you're going for?
No, ask it the way you were going to ask it.
I don't know how I was going to ask it.
Oh, shit.
He legitimately didn't know how to ask it. It wasn't like he was holding back.
No, I was like, I had it. It went in and it quickly went out. And I was like, oh, shit. How am I going to – now I'm not going to recover this. That happens sometimes.
Yeah, no, it's all good. My lifting has changed to – all right. I lift to bodybuild. I lift to gain mass and to get stronger. But seeing a lot of wrestlers, I'm noticing maybe training for strength, agility, and endurance might be better than what I'm doing. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
So you lift heavy.
I go pretty heavy. I work out to the max till I can't anymore. I mean, I have my sets, but I rep out. I do all that stuff. So I'm pretty much just going heavy and I just rip my body up and just lift. You know what I'm saying?
Can I share some wisdom with you?
Shoot.
You want longevity in the ring? Heavy lifting is going to kill your joints. And it did it for me.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I hear.
For 10 years, I just lifted heavy, balls of the wall, heavy. And now I can barely move.
Damn. Thank you for telling me that. Yeah, I'm definitely going to switch it up soon, I think. I'm really thinking I got to switch it up to like endurance and agility.
I do what helps me, and I don't get sore, but I still am strong. I'm actually quicker now. I do a lot of high-impact interval training, and it's just, like, if you can get yourself, like, close to, like, CrossFit, it's just so much better for your, like, joints and your ligaments and all that.
That's what I'm thinking.
And you're still working, and your quickness is going to be up, which is what you want for wrestling anyway, especially the style that you wrestle. You're quick.
Yeah.
You start putting on mass and – trying to do that with extra muscle and mass on your bones, your knees are going to be shot. Your ankles are going to be shot. It's just, personally, I know from experience, I know I wasn't a professional wrestler, but lifting heavy for so long, it's just, there's other ways now. There's other approaches to take at it that I didn't have when I was younger that I didn't know about, that I know about now. And it's just, I wish I would have known.
There you go. I feel you. It's always that case sometimes, certain things. You wish you would have known.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, but, I mean, the knowledge that we have now about freaking everything, utilize it.
Oh, right? Google is our best friend.
You can literally Google anything, too. And now they make it so you don't even have to look on your phone. You can just ask Google, and Google will tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're becoming robots. Nah, I do like this the way our technology is, it's becoming very convenient for a lot of us, you know, in my opinion.
All right. Well, I'll ask a question then, and I'll tie two things that one we just talked about and one you said earlier. You had one of your best friends make you video packages and hype videos and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. And then he got signed by Ring of Honor and can't do them for me anymore. And I got really upset when that happened.
Yeah. But talking about technology and talking about hype videos and putting them together, like putting yourself out there on social media, how crucial is that for you?
Oh, for me, I think for any wrestler, it's very important. You know, I've spent hundreds upon hundreds of dollars on highlight videos, and I think it's probably the most important one of the most important things you could do. Like, having people see you, retweets, likes, comments, all that stuff just builds up and builds your name up. And some people get, like, booked off of highlight reels. And
yeah, it's all...
Nella got this huge amount of... Yeah, he got this huge amount of love. Once Joey Janela did that, I think, off the building through a car, I believe that was. Suplex from a building to a car. After mm-hmm, that, yeah. That got millions of views. That freaking put him on the map. Well, or at least helped him even more yeah. than he was already getting, you know? So that in and of itself, it's a video package. It's technology. The shares, the likes, the retweets, the comments, the posts, all that stuff helps build a brand and build someone's name up. Regardless of if it's a move or it's a clip or it's a funny video or it's a highlight reel, they're all, and as long as they're like professional and not derogatory, then they're gonna help you.
So would you say it's almost as or maybe more crucial to get over with the internet crowd than just the live crowd?
Oh, the internet crowd is so important. In my opinion, like, the internet crowd is probably the crowd you perform in front of is the most important crowd for the night. Yes. That's the people paying money to see you. That's people you gotta please. But on the internet, people will see you on the internet and pay to see you in person if they really invested in you. So both are very crucial, both of them. Internet, but I do believe they both have their own great sides, but I do believe the internet is very important, as well as the internet will add to the crowd, is what I'm saying. Like, they both go hand in hand. Because if a person sees a wrestler highlight reel and enjoys his work online, maybe he'll say, oh, I want to go to the show and see him, and then go to the show and see him. That means one ticket is bought because of the highlight reel. So an internet fan bought a ticket to see you because he saw you online. So they go hand in hand. Whenever I'm in the ring, I always put my best foot forward. I always do my best. I always work my hardest to make sure I put on the best show for anybody that's in the audience or anybody videoing. I always try to be the best me that I could be for every time I perform.
Something you have coming up currently, wrestling for WrestlePro, correct?
Yes, my debut there, yes.
Debut for their tournament. It's 16 competitors?
Yep.
And you drew Stat first, correct?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm excited for that one. He's very, very fun.
So is this going to be your first time working with Nick Stat?
No, I wrestled him in North Carolina once.
And how did that go? His style is not – your styles together aren't – they mash heads is what I'm trying to say.
You think so?
I don't know. I mean, are you someone that adapts to any style that you're given?
Yeah. I've done that my whole career. I think, you know, him and I had a great match, I thought. It's on my Instagram. If you go on my Instagram, scroll down a little bit, you'll see the highlights of that match.
Will do. And we'll make sure we promote it as well.
Hell yeah. He's fun to – he's very – very fun to work with and very talented, I think. I mean, I know he's very talented. I've been in the ring with him. But, yeah, his promos are really good as well. So I think he's definitely somebody I love to work with.
The wrestling and podcast gods did not want this to happen.
Right? Oh, my God. Every little twist and turn.
If people only knew what had to go into making this actually happen, this would be one of our most played. Like, if they knew what had led up to the rescheduling, the pauses, the technology failures.
Oh, my God.
Like, this would have to be, like, one of our, like, they would have to know. They would have to, like, they show us love because they feel for us.
Oh, man, all of us. You were with me with this. You were during with this with me. You know what I mean? Shit. Sorry about that, though. Sorry.
That's okay.
No, man, I mean, it's fine. Shit happens where we've had people come on and they would freeze the whole time. So you just got to work with it.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard some people like get on podcasts and don't even like talk, or like they don't say anything good. They just say like very honest answers that people wouldn't want to hear. But everything I said, I was being very honest.
Yeah. I think you meant that a different way. People will give like the stereotypical one word, two word answers.
Yes, too honest.
We had those, but yeah,
we've had those. It's tough. it's become easier when we kind of just joke around a lot more and we're able to just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
But when we first started, I mean, it was rough. Like, because you go from a set of questions and you can tell that these people have been asked this question, so it becomes robotic. So you have to think about different questions or different ways to ask questions, at least.
Mm-hmm.
To get people more into their comfort zone, so they're like, all right, well, this is different. I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah.
Podcasting's a tricky thing.
And you guys kill it.
We kill something. I don't know what it is.
I always hear good things about you guys. I'm really happy I got to be on. This week has just been very busy, so I've been just trying to find the best time to do it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, you're coming up to probably will be one of your busiest times ever in wrestling, if not the busiest time you've had.
Oh, no, I've had way busier than this.
But spotlight-wise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you're hitting like you might not be wrestling as much as you were previously before the crazy pandemic happened, but I mean spotlight now wise is definitely at an all time high.
Yeah, I think it definitely got a little definitely higher from the AEW. That definitely helped my stock. I think in a way it helps anybody being on that type of television or that type of product will benefit if they perform well or if they do their best.
So there's a lot of buzz generating.
As much as I hope, I think. I mean, we always want more. We always want to do better. We always want to get to that next level faster. But yeah, I think there's some buzz, you know, generating behind what anybody who debuts to that curtain. Yeah, anybody who they use, I think, gets a pretty good amount of respect and appreciation from fans.
Now, if that buzz grows, does that play a part of you becoming a part of AEW permanently?
I don't know. If I was an owner of a company and I booked somebody and they got mad buzz working for me and people wanted me to come back, I'd bring them back. But I can't speak for them. I'm not them. But if people always comment me in their things and people always say positive things, I think that's only a positive thing that could happen. That could come of that. I think only positive can come of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We do want to, anything else? I mean, we touched on WrestlePro coming up. Do you have anything else coming up and promote any of your social media and all that?
Social media, here we go. It's Vinny Pacifico 1 on Twitter, Vinny Pacifico on Facebook, and Vinny Pacifico on Instagram. As simple as that. My match, I have a show in November in Maine for Vacation Land Pro. That'll be fun. So, some good things are happening, and I'm very excited for them.
All right, so I promised when we posted this that I would ask you a pizza-related question.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you did that. You did say that, yes.
So, being a New Yorker that you are, you must like pizza, correct? I assume that all New Yorkers just like pizza. It runs through their bloodstream.
Just like we like pizza.
I like pizza. I literally, okay, so before you ask the question, or maybe this could end the podcast as the answer to any question you want to ask me. I had the honeybee slice of pizza. Have you ever had that?
No.
I've never even heard of it.
So, it's, you know about pepperoni, how they cup it and make it look like cups?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the pizza was filled with cupped pepperoni. I guess you want to call it cupped. I don't know what you want to call it.
Cooked?
So it looked like honeybee. It looked like honeycomb. They poured honey. They poured honey in the cups of the...
Of pepperoni?
Yeah, and it was out of this world.
So it's a sweet and salty pizza.
Yeah, and I saw it the other day. I was like, oh, I need two of these.
Where is that? Where is this located?
Staten Island.
Staten Island?
Yeah.
Honeycomb, is this advertised? Like, if I look this up, I can find it?
I don't think so. I think it's just there.
Well, you gotta give me the name of the place then.
Oh, I don't know the name. Shit. It's,
So you got that much pizza going on that you don't even remember the name of the pizza place that you went to?
It's called... 1 second. I think it's called Domenico... Wait, no, it's not. Oh, yeah, I think it's called Domenico's.
Hmm. I'm going to make a mental note of that, and I might be hitting up Staten Island.
Dude, it's something else.
I will not only travel for wrestling, but I will make it a point to travel for food.
Yes.
Hell yeah, me too.
That's always the downfall.
Oh, you got that right. Being somebody who needs to be in the best shape possible all the time. Oof, rough.
All right, well, Vinny, I want to thank you again for coming on with us. We will end with your honeycomb amazing pizza story.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
And best of luck come November. Best of luck with WrestlePro. Hopefully we see you again in an AEW ring sometime soon.
That means a lot to me, man. Thank you very much.
Not a problem.